joining us now, Rudy Giuliani. He was the mayor of New York on 9/11. Mr. Mayor, thanks very much for coming in.
Nice to be with you, Wolf.
What worries you more, and you know a lot about this subject, an organized Al-Qaeda-like attack which occurred on 9/11, or these lone wolves who might be coming back, who might be inspired, if you will, to go ahead and kill some Americans?
I hate to say it, but I think the lone wolves worry me more.
Why? Why?
Because they're harder to follow. They're harder to track. It's harder to get intelligence. With Al-Qaeda, with the organized groups, there's a chance for infiltration. There's a chance for surveillance, electronic surveillance. There are international communications. When you have things like this, this ISIS leader saying, you know, go off and do your own thing, nobody has to communicate with anybody. So, and I think our level of intelligence about ISIS is not at the same level that our level of intelligence about Al-Qaeda was. So in that way, it frightens me more. Now, so far, they haven't shown the capacity that Al-Qaeda had for the kind of attack they did on September 11. So we're exaggerating it a bit. But I think it's better.
But they do have...
It's better to exaggerate this than it is to take it lightly.
Because they do have excellent recruiting techniques. Propaganda videos are very sophisticated, the ones they're putting out. And they have a ton of money. They've taken hundreds of millions of dollars from one bank in Mosul alone in northern Iraq.
It's amazing how they organize themselves. It really is amazing. And it's amazing how good they become as fighters when you consider how quickly they moved in Iraq.
Let's not forget that ISIS started off as Al-Qaeda in Iraq and morphed into ISIS.
Yes, right. And now,
an Al-Qaeda splinter group, if you will, but it may, I don't know if it's true, may even be more important and more effective against the U.S. than Al-Qaeda is.
Now, on the other side of it, I think they have gone so far that they have alienated more of the world, including a good part of the Islamic world.